Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
In our place, we used to have Boma, Abyssinia, Dalet, Mogadishu. So, which is yellow, green, red, and blue. So, all right, on your mark. This is not this thing. Please, allow them to win. But you, your own stick should not fall. All right, so let's do it. Get set. Ready. Go. You, face him. Hi, oh God. Come back. Again, come back. I say we should not win. Make sure you don't win. All right? He should run faster than you. Okay? But his stick will fall. Your own will be on your hands. So let's do it. On your mark, get set, ready, go! Well, let's try to just finish this thing. So you see, he ran faster, but his stick was not with him, his baton. Who won the race? Huh? But who first reached the last person there? But he's not the winner, because he did not do it lawfully. We can go and sit down. So you understand what Paul is trying to tell us right now, the apostle. That if you strive for mastery in anything, you have to strive what? Lawfully. Let's see from verse 1 so that we'll have the fairest view of what Paul, the apostle, is saying. So you, my son, be strong constantly, strengthened and empowered in the grace that is to be found only in Jesus Christ. Next part of scripture. Whew, thank you, Holy Spirit. The things, the doctrine, the precept, the admonitions, the sum of my ministry, which you have heard. This is Paul speaking to his son Timothy. Which you have heard me teach in the presence of many witnesses, and trust as a treasure. As what? As what? Talk to me. As what? To a reliable and faithful man who will also be capable and qualified to teach others. This is a matter of doctrine. Paul is calling doctrine here treasure. Alright? Because these are more like values. These are like values you are passing from one generation to another generation. Are you people in this church? Do you see why sometimes we rise up in our rot? It seems like we're in our rot and we're talking against certain doctrines. It's not now. Maybe there are some people who just like to talk, but I'm not one of them. Sometimes you see us come and we're talking against a certain wave or wind of doctrine, a certain character in the body of Christ. You see it so much paining us. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And you're wondering, why is it like that? Why are they so pained? It's paining us that much because we understand that what those people are doing, or what Satan is doing through those people with the wrong doctrine, is to initiate a wrong character and sustain it. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Upon the face of the earth. Because we are understood before true scriptures. That is, now we're going to come back here. But very briefly, 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. Very briefly. And we'll see Ephesians 6 also. Down through 11, from verse 11, I mean. But let's read this first. The weapons of our warfare are not of what? I need people to really be seated. Okay, no movement. The weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood. Our weapons are what? Alright, so let's see. Next part of scripture. We are destroying what? And what? So comparing thought and thought, verse 4 told us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to pulling down stronghold. Verse 5 now says this stronghold are argument and thoughts that seems to what? Raise itself above what? So you see, what are the strongholds now? Argument, thought, ideologies. And verse 4, in verse 4, Paul is saying that these ideologies come from darkness, demons. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? A scripture that does that more clear for us is Colossians 2 and verse 8. Let's see it. Colossians 2 and verse 8. Yes, in the NLTs. Who said that? My God. Did you get it? No, I think I need to give you 1,000 after church. Now, don't let anyone capture you with empty. I said I'll give choir half, right? So you will have one. I think next year we'll start giving in dollars. But let's read. See how money gets you people excited. For goodness, just mammon. Now focus on God. Don't let anyone what? With what? And what? That comes from human thing. You just think it's human thinking, but see what the Bible said. And from the spiritual powers of this world, rather than from Christ. So this human thinking that you think is you that is thinking it, the Bible says it's from the spiritual powers of this world. Fallen demons. They initiate thoughts in your heart. You begin to think about them. The Bible said what we do is that we subject those thoughts to the obedience of what? The Christ. That's the warfare for the believer. Not fighting with physical demons. How you fight, the real fight is in the mind. Oleku will kill you because you think he's powerful than you. So you see, he defeated you in your mind. That is why he killed you physically. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Like what Job said, he said, what I feared has come upon me. So Satan dealt with Job first in the mind. Are you all here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Can we pray in the spirit? There's distraction. People sit down. Just pray in the spirit so that you hear me very well, okay? Just pray. Close your eye and just say, Lord, speak to me. Speak to me, Holy Spirit. Let my mind be gathered in one place in the name of Jesus. In 1 minute, pray in the spirit and from the depth of your heart, Lord, help me to concentrate. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' gracious name. So that Satan doesn't steal the word. He said, don't let anyone capture you with what? Empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ. See that? The word and in Greek is the word that is a word that works as like a semicolon. Are we together? So the human thinking that we're thinking, nobody can just stand up and a natural thought is just initiated in their heart. That's why we believe that every scientist that brought innovation, it came by the Holy Spirit. If to understand that science is a function of the Holy Spirit, look at the book of Job. How that God was explaining to Job what it took to measure the heavens and to put things in their place. So we understand everything was done. But sin does not need to be mentioned in the Bible. Call anything that kills people. Huh? Alcohol. Medicine proves that alcohol beyond normal ratio kills people. Alright? Any amount beyond normality. So don't say there's alcohol in fruits. No, that one, it is God that did it like that to preserve the food or for something special. The fruit, I mean. Are we together? People say, no, what of palm wine? Palm wine is God spoke against gluttony. So anything that will make you take something beyond normality, it is not God's will. You took palm wine. You took palm wine. You now took it again. Your stomach is filled, but you took again. There's something you are looking for in that palm wine. As I'm talking now, some people who like palm wine, they are licking their mouth. That there's something special you are looking for in that palm wine. If not, I don't believe that palm wine is from Satan. Okay. You see the brothers of... Now, I'm not saying that go and keep palm wine for 2 days. And when he's sparking, pap, 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 then he begin to drink. There's something you are looking for that you are not telling us. Because that palm wine you are seeing is medicinal. It is a cure for many things. Okay, you take it to cure you. Rejoice. He just shouted, yes. What will he cure you from? But some people who don't have a problem will go and take panwai, just be drinking, then they'll start behaving anyhow. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, smoking. Does smoking kill you?
Yes, sir.
Does it steal from you?
Yes, sir.
Does it destroy you?
Yes.
That's a formula to tell that it is from the devil. You can name many sins. Like something else. Anything that you cannot do normally without side effect is from Satan. Some people are unlucky with BBL. A lady asked me that question. I'm answering them publicly. And when you see them, you are wondering, what the heck is this? Why would you want to improve artificially on what God has done? Now, I'm not against you improving, but I'm against the artificial means. Because I know some men are not satisfied, like two of you looking at me now. You may want your wife to be improved, isn't it? Now, if you want that, you can do it naturally. But if you are a lazy young man, you can't even achieve that for your wife. Like, I killed the demon of big stomach from my wife. And I did that because I'm not lazy. The demon of big stomach. That is in the life of almost 90% of ladies. I dealt with it in the life of my wife. Early in the morning, I said, stand up from the ground. Sit up. She said, I said, do it. Then I put my flower like this, and she wants to get the flower. She keeps on doing it, and the stomach reduces. Because I'm not lazy. For me, it's just the stomach I want to go. I'm okay with everything. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, if you want more improvement, you search and know what to do. But you sit down lazy, and you are daring to improve on what God has done with artificial means you are not sure about. And sometimes there are side effects. What if that side effect happens to you? Let's go ahead. That is not a serious topic. Are you getting what I'm trying to say?
Yes,
mentioned. Taking Igbo. Now, all of these things, because somebody asked me one time, Pastor, where did they write Igbo in the Bible? How will God put Igbo in the Bible? Did God plan with Nigerians that the leaf he created for normal things, Nigerians will turn it to Igbo? I don't think Michael and Gabriel saw that coming. I think we shook heaven by that invention. There are some sins. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? For instance, how will God imagine that one day man will want to have something to do with cats? I mean, there are some ladies. It was in the US one time I saw in news, a lady was saying she wants to marry a cat. And she gave all, that's her will was to the cat. Trust Nigerians. In the comment section. Say, please, can the cat be my side chick? I started saying people stupid comment. Should in case the woman dies. You know, funny things. Funny inventions Satan is bringing. You have seen crazy things happening, right? For instance, a man, a strong, heavy-looking man, will look at another man and say, not that kind of love. Even normal love, if you tell a man, I love you, they have problems. I don't even believe these pastors in church tell themselves, I love you. Do you people tell yourself you love you? Except for birthday celebration. Every man here, most men here, if another man say, I love you, they will not have problem the first time. Because it's church environment. If they not say, I love you, you hear me? The man will say, are you okay? Now that one now brings a concern. Now people get what I'm trying to say. Then a man, a huge looking man, strong man, will look at another man and say, I have feelings for you. What kind of rubbish is that? Now that's a demonic idea. That's what we're trying to talk about here. There are some ladies that think God created them like that. Men that think God created them like that. Guess what this morning I read on the news in the US? They were agitating for same-sex marriage. And the courts ruled against it. I mean, people, you see, they are not in Nigeria. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because if you are in Nigeria, I think Trump should just bring those people to Nigeria for a moment. Because if they are around, when they are looking for whether somebody will shoot them, and their mind will not go there. But you see, they have so much peace that Satan just say, like that man, tell to the man, like a man, to the woman. And you see, that's what they are agitating for. We thought it was a joke until it began to enter even religion, the religious side of Christianity, because Christianity is not a religion. The religious side of Christianity. In Nigeria, the Anglican of Nigeria has caught. They've cut ties with the global Anglican because of the same-sex marriage saga. They sent a gay bishop to one of the southern states. And the women stood up with stones and started stoning him, get out, get out. Because the way he was talking like a girl, a bishop was doing like this. And they were wondering, what was the meaning of that? Now, these ideas are from where? Satan. But people are thinking they have gone to school so much and now they are wise. They understand life better. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You know, most Africans think they are inferior to Americans. So anything Americans do is okay. There are some people today who are gays in Nigeria. They watch Hollywood and learn it. The power of vision, very important. And that's why we're agitating that all of you should go and end your Netflix subscription. Not because of anything, but because, you know, there are good movies on Netflix, isn't it? They are beautiful. It's very difficult to end Netflix because I was a fan too. Sometimes there are movies I want to watch on leadership. Very interesting movie. One of the best movies I've ever watched on leadership was on Netflix. So from that season, I just put it on auto subscription. Every month they just cut their subscription. But when I saw that thing, I agreed with everybody that we should cut our subscriptions from Netflix. How many of you have done that? Not because Netflix is demonic, listen, in its entirety. But you see, they have some wrong movies there. Cartoons, for instance. You did not pity children. I want you to see how Satan is wicked. Are you people in this church this evening? You did not pity children. You are doing cartoons for children for 2 years, 1 year, to watch and see that a lady is kissing another lady. You know, those days while we're growing up, before they watch movie, they'll write rated 18. If our parents see rated 18, they know there's a sex scene in that movie. They'll not tell you to go and sleep. Yes. And they'll begin to watch. But today, young children who are like 2 are watching romantic scene in movies. You know, I saw one. One of my friends says, Pastor, see the terrible thing happening. The lady was saying, you know, I've been in love with you for so long, blah, 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 blah. I've been waiting, but I didn't know how to tell you. And they now kissed. Deep kiss. My friend now said, you see, Pastor, see what is happening in our world. Can you imagine? These are ideas from Satan. Are you get what I'm trying to say? To stand against everything God stands for. Listen, please. Listen to me very, very carefully. Satan is the one that will initiate ideas in the hearts of some wicked politicians to buy guns and give people so that they will scatter election. He's the devil. The thought, do you think those people just sat down and they just thought like that from their own mind? It was a demon. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You saw yesterday, was it yesterday or day before yesterday, how a bandit, one of the bandit leaders was saying, it is the government that started this thing with us, now the government are telling us to stop. How many of you saw it?
Yes, sir.
Challenging the government that you started this thing, now you are telling us to stop. What will inspire a man to think like that? A demon. A devil. What will make you look at a lady who is not your wife, if you were married, and think that she's so cute and hot, and that you should have something to do with that? A demon. What will make you look at your friend's boyfriend and he's just damn cute to you, you couldn't resist him? A demon. Now, I'm trying to show you even in our normal world how, so that you can relate, because as I'm saying these big ones, you people are thinking you are not part of it. That you see somebody's husband, that Pastor Ma is married, but he's so cute, you are dreaming of him. He's a demon. So I wish Ochanya was not in the picture at all. Meaning you wish her dead. A pastor was preaching, he said his wife died on a Wednesday. Before Saturday, two ladies brought food to him, looking extraordinary in the church. He had to call for, when on Sunday, he said, before I start preaching, please, I'm warning all of you women in this church. Stop sending me love SMS. I'm still mourning my wife. Love SMS. Wednesday, Saturday, love SMS have entered. Sorry for the loss of your wife. I love you. What will make you think like that? A demon. What will make you look at Pastor Simon and say, hey, I love him? A demon. You know, one time I was preaching, I had to tell Pastor Ed this. The lady now came immediately after church to see me. As I was preaching, she was just looking at me and doing like this. So that day, people didn't observe that I didn't turn towards that direction so much. And I'm turned towards my choir so that I would be saved. And I kept on preaching and preaching. I was just here, like this. Then after church, she now asked Pastor Ed, she wanted to see me. I said, who is the person? What cloth? They say, I just perceive she will want to see me. So because she was already there, I said she should come inside. I said, okay, what can I help you? Firstly, the way she dressed, I was not comfortable with it. I knew it was demon inspired. Then she sat down in a very stupid way. I said, so can I help you? She said, yes, I've been having this problem. I don't know this problem. And I said, Pastor Ed, he came inside. I had to call for Pastor Ed very, very fast. And I said to his ear, this problem is for you. You're going to take this lady out and solve her problem. And the next time you bring a lady like this to my office, you are fired. So that's how that lady left. Now, what inspired that? A demon. Several cases like that. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And you see, these demons have grown wings to a point they want to be in government and influence policies. That's what is happening right now. You know, some of you, I'm so tempted to talk about this even though I don't want to talk about this today. I want to talk about it on Sunday. But the temptation is too strong. That some of you will sit down and say they want to come and steal our mineral resources. Mineral resources that you have never tasted. You see people agitating for rubbish. It's demons. Why do you think you like to come to church late? Demons. Because Satan don't like anything that is kingdom. Why are you not doing what everybody is doing? You have an independent spirit, a demon. You're in a church, but you just want to be independent. You've grown to a point that your hatred cannot talk to you. You've not grown. You are dead. You know, sometimes you see kids in church misbehave. They think they know what they are doing. They don't know what they are doing. So everybody is changing their DP for cupboard. Why will I change? I am pursuing my own record. You've grown to that point. That we are pursuing kingdom, you are pursuing record just for a season. And sometimes I tell the HODs, just ignore them. Because it's demons. When you try to react, the devil has already put something, so a seed in their heart. They just want you to talk to them for a while so that they'll say, I'm not doing this church again. So we'll tell the HODs, just allow them. The demon stage, it will pass. But is demon inspired? Are you listening to me? I'm trying to bring all the points I can bring to make you understand. The least you can do to make sure God's agenda is fulfilled is to be faithful to your local church. The least you can do. I mean, there are people in high government positions who are legislating for gays to be approved, lesbians to be approved. Are you not seeing that this is war? People of God, talk to me. Are you not seeing that? Please, listen. It is war. They are trying to make the money so that they can influence us. I hope you know people are spending billions to make sure porn sites are on every day. billions, not millions or billions of dollars. You'll be wondering, who the person that sponsored porn, why is he doing it? Is there any reason why somebody should create such sites and be sponsoring it like that? You know what it takes to sponsor all of those things? Billions. But he doesn't mind. As long as people's mindset is altered, scattered, people are visionless, the person is happy. Who is inspiring that person? Satan. Are you listening to me? That's why nothing is too much to make sure that the gospel goes far. Nothing is too much. No sacrifice is so much of a sacrifice. Oh, glory to God forevermore. Glory to God forevermore. So let's go back to where we were. Paul said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to pulling down strongholds, pulling down these ideologies, these bad, evil, demonic ideologies, subjecting argument and ideas that seems to raise itself above the knowledge of Christ. Not Christ. Hallelujah. You see, knowledge is so powerful that the Bible says in John 17, see this wisdom here of Jesus. The Bible said in John 17:3, what? Perish, but have what? Eternal life. Alright? Now, the Bible is actually now again saying that this is eternal life, that we may what? The only what? And in the same manner, know as Jesus as the Christ whom you have what? And simply it means to know God through Jesus. Because Jesus said, he that has seen me has seen the one that sent me. Alright? Now, the Bible had said if we believe in God, we'll have eternal life. And the Bible now is saying that eternal life is a function of knowing God through Jesus. See something here. Listen to me again. The Bible had said if we believe in Jesus, we'll have what? Eternal life. And now the Bible is saying to have eternal life is knowing God through what? So he said if you believe in Jesus, you have eternal life. But you cannot function in that life. It's as good as having it, not having it at all. Except you understand that life, how it functions. By understanding Jesus. So as you get to understand Jesus, you understand the functionality of that life. You understand how deep, how wide, how long, the parameters of that life. The functions of that life. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? What that life can do, and what the life cannot do. Which is what we are doing this very evening. Many people believe in Jesus, and they truly have eternal life. But many people still don't know what eternal life means. Because they don't know Jesus. But if you get to understand Jesus, eternal life begins to function on your inside. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Because you are understanding the functionality of the life. Do you know what it means for you to have eternal life? The root word in Greek is zoe. The interpretation means God's standard of life. How many of you have imagined God? Sometimes you just sit there and imagine God. See what the beautiful songs we have about God. How big and mighty he is. The Bible says you have his kind of life. Isn't that interesting? You have his kind of life. Hallelujah. The Bible even says in 2 Peter 1, it says you are a partaker of God's divine nature. That when you get to understand this life, you see how much of God's nature you have. Say, I've got God's nature. That is the solution against sin. I was telling somebody in my office not too long before service. I said to stop sin is not to be crying and to be wishing to stop it. Many people have cried and have wished to stop sin, yet they couldn't stop sin. It's beyond crying. Just like you cannot cry to be a doctor. You have to go through the set of algorithm that make for one being a doctor. Hallelujah. Meaning you have to start 100 level, learn some courses, in 100 level, 200 level, learn some courses. So it goes beyond desire. That's where we're reading from in 2 Timothy. That if a man desires mastery, yet the man is not crowned, it is because the man did not strive what? Lawfully. We have a lot of Christians that desire mastery. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? They truly desire mastery. Hallelujah. They want to live above sin, above poverty, and above all kind of oppression of the devil. But yet they still see themselves subjected. Take for instance Paul in Romans 7. Hallelujah. Are you here? Look at verse 1 of Romans 7. I want everybody to read. Want to read. I wanted just the first part. Meanwhile, we read all, but it's fine. It said, now, dear brothers and sisters, you who are familiar with the law. I like the language of NLT here. It said, you. Now, Paul is speaking to those that are what? Familiar with the law. Let's see it in the NKJV. I prefer that. It says, oh, do you not know, brethren, for I speak to those who what? The word knowledge there is ginosko. Everybody say ginosko. Experiential knowledge. Knowledge that comes from experience. Who lives in our streets in this place? Okay, I want two people that... Okay, let me see them. Our street. Okay, you are two brothers. Okay, so one of you should stand up. Who again lives in our street? I want to ask a question. Anybody else? Amanda. Let me see somebody more mature. Maybe Amanda doesn't go out. She may not know what happens in Away Street. Who lives in Away Street? Amanda, you know everything that happens in Away Street. Okay. Only one person? Okay, who lives in... Why are you people sitting? Do you live in Away Street? Or you just left Away Street? Amanda, stand up. You two, stand up. If you have lived close to Away Street, stand up. Just a simple question. What is the uniqueness of Away Street? What's one thing, one bad thing that always happens in Away Street? Let me start with Amanda. Eh? Eh? Stealing. Is it true? Is it true? Is it true? Everybody mentioned stealing. Why did they say stealing? Who has gone to Wadata before? What is the number one feature you can say about Wadata? It's dirty. We can all sit down. So you see, because we have passed there, we know what happens there. Huh? Somebody who had not gone to Wadata before that understand Hausa will never imagine Wadata to be dirty. Because Wadata means wealth. So he would think the place is a very beautiful place. But somebody who have stayed there will say, don't judge something by the name. I've been there. It's dirty. So Paul is saying that, I'm speaking to some of my brothers and sisters, please hear me out, that know the law. Sorry, or for instance, know Wadata, or know Away Street. He's now asking, don't people steal in Away Street? He's trying to speak to those that understand where he's coming from. Because Paul had lived by the law before. Are you listening to me? Yes, I sense your minds are very far. Focus. Listen. Forget your problems. They are not real. He said, I speak to them that know the law. They have tried to live by the law before, so they will understand what I'm talking about. Then he travels very far to 8 and 9. He said, the law is good, but its effect as a system is bad. For instance, do not steal is not bad. Do not kill is not bad, and etc. In verse 14 then, he says, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I, Paul, am sort of under what? Sin. He had a carnal nature, but he was given supernatural ways, spiritual ways. For instance, do not steal is at the ways of a spiritual man. Do not lie. Do not commit adultery. Do not commit fornication. They are the ways of a spiritual man. But Paul said him, before he encountered Christ, he was telling them a story. The context said, I speak to them that know the law. And he was telling them their experience, because that was his experience under the law. So that you understand me better, the Bible said something in the initial part of scriptures, verse 14 of Romans 6, so that you understand me better. Then we'll rush back here. I want everybody to read. 1, 2, go, Romans 6, 14. For sin shall not have... For you are not, but under, that means under the law, sin has what? So Paul was speaking to them because he was sure sin had dominion over them, even though they were trying to live by the law. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So go to verse 14 again of Romans 7:7. See what he says. For we know the law is what? Spiritual. But I, Paul, while he was under the law, was carnal and sold under sin. His nature was a wrong nature, the nature of sin. But the Lord demanded that he live like a spiritual person, a Christian, and that was not possible. That is the story of most people. They desire to live right, but their nature cannot support living right. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Hallelujah. Now, in verse 15, Paul then says, he was telling them a story. He said, "For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do." How many of you have been here before in your life? I'm not saying that's what is happening. It has happened before. It's true. The things you are not supposed to do that you hate, you are not doing it. The things you are not supposed to do, you are doing it. The things you are supposed to do, you are not doing it. Paul was there before. And he said this was happening because he was trying to live by some set of rules called the law. I think you get what I'm trying to say. But his nature, like he said in the initial part of scripture, was another nature. More like a lion, you are subjecting a lion to grass. Or you are subjecting a goat to flesh. You are telling a goat that you must eat flesh. Is it possible? His nature cannot support him eating flesh. Just like you are telling a pig that it should live in the parlor of your house. Alright? Without fan. You just on the light. And tell the pig you want him to be neat. You can keep that pig for 1 year in that place. He may almost die. The moment you take that pig off your house and there is a gutter, the pig will jump and land inside the gutter because it is only natural that he enters that kind of place. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. So you don't solve a pig's problem by keeping him in the parlor and say, since there is no gutter right now, you will not enter into gutter or into mud. The pig's nature, because of how his nature is, it will demand the pig to enter muddy environments. Am I saying the truth? Now, keep on. Paul was telling them the state of his life while he was trying to live by the law. And why I brought the law here is that we can substitute the law now for wrong ideas. Assume knowledge of God. Assume, can I have my boy? Assumed knowledge of God. Assumption is the lowest form of knowledge. Are we together? When you are assuming that this guy is a thief because he did something that was questionable, not so questionable, but you just did something that you don't like, then you say he's a thief. You are a fool. Because assumption is what? The lowest form. You probably are 100% wrong or 100% what? Right. But since you are not sure you are right or wrong, you are not supposed to accuse a person. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So the law is more like a way people wanted to reach God through. A wrong means. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? It was not enough in the Old Testament. Moses had to give them more laws. More laws. Because this was what the Bible said. God said, "I have made Moses like a god over Israel. And Aaron is prophet." He was not God. He had the authority to decide for God, for Israel. So he created laws. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Now there were 10 commandments and there were other 300 plus commandments of Moses. Because the issues were very much. At a point, Moses wrote and said, "If a young man would disrespect his father, let him be beheaded, let him be flogged." Is it beheaded or flogged? I can't really remember. There was a point he spoke about witches because they began to see witches in their village too, like we have in our villages. He said, "Do not spare the witch to live, kill the witch." Are you getting what I'm trying to say? For instance, there was another law Moses had. It would not be fancy for admirable for comedians today. The law entails that if anybody blasphemes the name of the Lord, he should be stoned to death. Meaning you cannot use sacred things to joke, to do comedy. You know, I saw a comedian lately. He was coming, this was his style of comedy. "Have I met you before? What's your name?" "Your name is Joe." "Somebody celebrate grace." And people were laughing. They were mocking the things of God. Now, in the days of the law, such a person should die. That's how the Bible said it, in the days of the law. Of course, thank God we are under grace, so they can live. But that is not a permission to be foolish. I'll come to that. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Alright? See some idea about the law so that you understand better. Romans 10:1. Let's read in the Amplified rendition. I want everybody to read. It says, "Brothers and sisters, my what?" Hey church, let's read together. One to go. Who will believe that Paul is praying for Israel to be saved? They had a lot of religious practices. A lot. Washing of the head, feet, back. diving into rivers and etc., all these religious whatsoever. And Paul said, I'm praying for them to be saved. Because right now, under grace, you are not justified by works. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? And they were still living by works. They thought God liked them or was enjoying fellowship with them because of anything they were doing in the physical. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 2 very carefully. It says, for I testify about them that they have what? A certain what? But not in accordance with correct and what? Vital knowledge about him and his purpose. Just compare with the NKJV so that we see the word many of us are familiar with. It said, for I bear them witness that they have what? But not according to what? Knowledge. Then the Amplifier said, calls it correct and what? Vital. Because law too is knowledge. But it's not the correct and vital knowledge to reach God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Now, next part of scripture. It then says, for not knowing about God's righteousness, which is based on what? And seeking to establish their own word, based on what? They did not submit to God's righteousness. You see, because they were seeking to establish their own righteousness from works. NKJV said, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness are seeking to establish their what? Own righteousness. And have not what? Submitted to the righteousness of God. Next part of scripture. It then says, for Christ is the end of the law. Maybe I should give you an idea of righteousness. Sometimes we used to assume that you all know. Come. Let's take for instance that a perfect glory carrier member must wear, should have a tag in this season. And those that don't listen don't have. So it's not a perfect glory carrier member. And we mean what we're saying now. Turn towards them. But with the tag, it proves that he knows our culture. You know, before we remind you, but now before we remind you, every department that know what they are doing have their tags. Without reminder. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? If you think I'm talking to you, you never were prophetic like today. 100% prophetic. So let's say he's not righteous. He's not a righteous member because he's not fully capacitated. Are we together? But now that he's wearing the tag, he's what? So the Bible said they've been ignorant of God's righteousness. In other words, they, for instance, felt that as the righteousness of God, I am supposed to just wear suits and tie. I don't need a tag. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I'm just trying to give you an example. Meanwhile, the righteousness of God entails that you are described as this, that. But if you don't understand God's righteousness, you will miss its description. Because the righteousness of God is a function of the knowledge of Christ. If you don't know Christ, you will not know how you are supposed to be like. Because the Bible says we are created in God's image and what? So as you understand Jesus, you understand who you are. Are you in church this evening, people of God? But if you misunderstand Jesus, you have misunderstood who you are. Please, church, follow me. That simply means, that is why Paul said something. Let's see that part of scripture if you can help me. Is it 2 Timothy? I know Jerry will remember. It says, pay attention to your doctrine and the things you heard. 1 Timothy what? 4 what? Okay, Jerry did not know it. 1 Timothy 4, 16. Pay close attention. Paul speaking to his son. Pay close attention. 16 media. Pay close attention to yourself. Concentrate on your word. And to your word. Persevere in these things. Hold on to them. For as you do this, you will what? Both for and for. Now let's read the NKJV together. Take what? And to what? Continue in them. For in doing this, you will what? Meaning, if you have a wrong doctrine, you will destroy yourself and those who hear you. Why? As a man thinketh, so is he. You are a function of your thinking. Are you all listening to me this wonderful evening? You are a function of your thinking. So if, for instance, I did this on Sunday, I was teaching somebody personally, I guess. I say, if, for instance, your own school, they taught you that a lion has a small head and a very big waist. Take, for instance, that was a song you learned in your school. A lion has a small head and a very big waist. We in our other schools, they were saying he has a big head and a very small waist. So you now, you wanted to enter the jungle and scare some animals for a moment before you run away. Then I say, okay, enter with the cascading of a lion. By cascading, I mean marks. So you wear a lion's mask, and in your heart, a lion's head is like your own. So the head is as small as your head. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The waist is very big, and you have a very long tail. And you enter into the jungle with the cascading of a lion, and you do, wah, wah. You are roaring like a lion. And you are surprised that hyenas are not running. Hyenas are coming close to you. They like this lion. And they are licking their lips. In the marks where you are, you'll be asking yourself questions. What is happening? I thought this lion is the king of the jungle. And if other animals should see a lion, what should happen? They should run away. These ones are running towards the lion. Then hyenas will be shocked. They will not truly be shocked. It's you that will be shocked. They will not see somebody that thinks is a lion running away from hyena. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He's running away. He's going, wow, wow. They are wondering, which new animal is this in the jungle? Because they know that a lion is supposed to have a big head and a very... That's how many Christians are. You see, their description of God is wrong. For instance, you see this little doctrine we say, whatever you do in the flesh does not matter. It is part of the righteousness of some people. They think that their being has the capacity to sin. So you see, your knowledge creates expectations in your heart. So because you think your nature has a potency to sin, you will start creating expectations of sin in your heart. You are the kind of person that will say, no, we are not all perfect. As if you being perfect is a function of your own making. The Bible says it is God that is able to keep you from falling, not yourself. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It is not yourself. God does not permit the slightest of sin in your life. Because the slightest of sin has the potency to destroy you. The Bible speaks of how that little foxes can spoil the vine. Do you know some people are dead because of little things like, it looks little but it's big. It destroys Satan. Pride. It's that small, small. It begins with an independent spirit. You think you deserve better. In a body like the church. Are you listening to me? When people are trying to do things by one spirit, you want to... Now, that's pride. It is entering... You don't know that little thing has a potency to destroy all of your greatness. Many people were not aware until it happened to them. You never knew that this lie you were joking with from a child. You would just joke and say... You just joke and lie the lie. Now you've grown. You are over 32. You are still lying. It followed you. It grew with you. Are you seeing that? Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? You don't know that this kiss you are just kissing, this light kiss with your boyfriend, is just some light kiss. It has grown to a point. Now you probably have a child. You see that? You see that? It grew to a point you are thinking of abortion. You see that? It started little by what? Little. Hallelujah to Jesus. You can go ahead and name many other things. This cheating in exams in school. No, pastor, don't go there. I'm going to go there. You think it's nothing. You just throw in your long neck. Now you have graduated. You are working in a firm. And you like bribe. People will come and give you some tips in the office. When they keep the money on your desk, they get to do any money. It said, everyone who is truly God shall we fathered by God Himself. He's unable. You can't just do it. Say, I can't say. And don't feel bad about it. Don't be careful about it. Say, I can't say. You don't walk conscious. You walk unconsciously. This is what I mean. How many people walk like this morning? You woke up and you did like this. And it's not passing out parade. You are just doing it. How many people did like that? If you are living like that, will you be a happy person? Imagine in church now, you want to say glory. Glory. That's law. But grace came and put the law in our heart. Automated. You see, now you're not trying to live above sin. You have the very nature of God to live above sin. Are you listening to me? Just like fishes at water. You see how they live. No, normal people, human beings, you can't live in water. You can just endure there for a while. But fishes are living there. Because they have what it takes. Their system have what it takes to survive water. The Bible says you have received everything for life and godliness. Is it no matter how evil this world is, what it takes to live above sin is on your inside. You've been fortified with it. And you've got to believe it, people of God. If you want to see yourself above any addiction, these are the things you need to believe. And Satan will keep you keep you limited on the ground. There are many people with potentials that pornography, masturbation, immorality, stealing has kept in one place. Smoking. If God opened their eyes to see how rich they are in the spirit. Miles Monroe said the richest place is a graveyard. There were many destinies not fulfilled. Many purposes not fulfilled. He said that's the richest place. The most wealthiest place. And many people today are living with a potency to die with their vision because they can't even help themselves. Listen, I'm not trying to condemn people. A lot of people cannot help themselves. Paul said when I was trying to live by the law was a wrong prescription for living for God, to live for God. See how the Bible puts it in Romans 8 and 3. It said what the law could not do in that it was weak because of the flesh. You see that? Give me the NKJV. It said what the law could not do in that it was weak because of the flesh. Verse 3 I said. He said, what the law could not do in that it was weak because of the flesh. God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin, even sin where? In the flesh. The law could not do it. The law could not. And so Jesus had to come. Somebody say amen. Yeah. He came and he did it. He said in Matthew, I did not come to destroy the law. He said, I came to chatter. Chatter it. The word chatter in Greek is to fulfill. To fulfill the purpose of the law. And that's why Paul is reiterating that what the law could not do in that it was weak. Why? Because of the flesh. Christ did. What Christ has done, the flesh cannot stop it. I don't know that you're getting what I'm trying to say. The law could not fulfill it because of the flesh. Meaning if you are living by the law, the flesh has mastery over you. Now, let's go from the beginning again and get this point. If a man desires mastery yet not crown, he should strive what? Lawfully. Don't try to live for God by the law. You can never live for God by the law. You are not living lawfully. You will be subjected. If you want mastery, live under grace. The prescription is direct. Romans 6:14. Now, sin shall not have what? Because you are not what? But under what? Meaning if you are under grace, you have dominion over sin. Paul cried. At the point he said, oh wretched man that I am, who can deliver me? Meaning if you are in a realm where your desires are different and your desires are different, but your nature is doing another thing, you need help like Paul. He needed help at that time. He said, Bible speaking, he said, oh wretched man that I am, who can deliver me? Then he now thanked God around the last part of scripture. He thanked God for the cross of Jesus. Then in 8:1, he then says these powerful words. He said, there is now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. He said, because these people don't walk after the flesh. They walk after the spirit. according to the Spirit, affirming what Jesus said. He said the flesh is what? Tell somebody, we're in the willing realm. We're in the willing realm. So since we are living according to the Spirit, and the willingness to do God's will is in the Spirit. Do you understand? Oh, get this. Spirit, flesh. The Bible said the flesh is what? The realm of flesh has only weakness. Smoking, drugs, immorality. Meaning if you're in the flesh, you can't help yourself. You have to smoke, you have to sin. It's just normal. And remember what the Bible had said in verse 3. What the law could not do, in that does we, because of Mr. Flesh. So this law defeated flesh. This flesh defeated what? Law. Law is not the mate of flesh. Flesh is above law. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? How many of you are understanding me tonight? Flesh could not achieve his purpose. Why? Law could not achieve his purpose. Why? Because Mr. Flesh what? Kicked it. The law could not, because of the strength of the flesh. Bible said, but Jesus did it in the Spirit. He defeated sin, even sin in the flesh. But read verse 1 again. It said, there is now no condemnation to them who are in what? Who are the people in Christ Jesus? The ones that do not walk according to the... But the ones that walk according to what? The Spirit. And the Bible said the Spirit is what? Willing. So the willingness to live for God is where? In the Spirit. Holiness, healing, evangelism, all these desires are where? In the Spirit. If you are not wanting to be living in holiness, wanting to heal the sick, wanting to do evangelism, you are where? In the flesh. If you enter into the Spirit, you are in the willingness of God. You see that? You want to be willing? Walk in the Spirit. Then Paul says to us in Galatians 2. He said to be carnally minded. He says, help me. But Christ that lives in me, not that power of scripture. He said, walk in the Spirit. You will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. So if you walk in the Spirit, you will not live according to what Mr. Flesh wants. And how do you walk in the Spirit? Very simple. It said, there is now therefore no condemnation to them who do not. So who are those in the Spirit? Those in Christ. How many of you are in Christ? Say, I'm in Christ. I'm in the Spirit. To affirm further, verse 2. He said the law of the Spirit of life. Verse 2. The law of the Spirit of life. Where? Where is the law of the Spirit? What are the law of the Spirit? The Word of God. You see that? The Word of God is the law of the Spirit. Where is the law of the Spirit? In Christ. It has made you free from the law of what? Sin and death. What am I trying to say? If you are in the Spirit, it is because you are in Christ. Alright? If you are in the Spirit, it's because you are living by the revelation of God's Word. The Word of God. The Word of Christ. If you have the Word of Christ, you are in Christ and you are in the Spirit. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? So the Word of God are the realities of the Spirit. And when you begin to live by the Word of God, you are in the Spirit. You are working according to the Spirit. And you cannot fulfill the desires of the flesh. So if you desire mastery, yet not crown, strive what? Lawfully. If you are a Christian that has been struggling, strive lawfully. It's not about running the race. We are running the heavenly race. No. If you don't hold the baton and you are just running, you will still not win. There's a way to run. Run by the Spirit. Run under grace, not under law. Many Christians are suffering because they are trying to live for God from law. Paul said that while I was trying to live by the law, my nature was under the mastery of sin. You see that? You see that? So anytime you think law, you are in the flesh. But when you think grace, you are in the Spirit. The Bible said the shout of grace in the book of Zechariah, it said it will be said that it is not by what? Power. Not by what?
but by what?
The Spirit.
When we talk about grace, we're talking about the ability of the Spirit. Paul said, it is no longer I that live, but what? Say, I'm in the Spirit. And when we say you are in the Spirit, we don't mean you are a ghost. Pastor say we're in the Spirit, he means we're with white and white doing like this. No. Jesus was in the Spirit when he resurrected. Fully Spirit. Fully in the Spirit. He had some limitations before resurrection. The Bible said so. Verse 15 or 16 of Rome, 2 Corinthians 5. Let's read it together. 2 Corinthians 5. Therefore, let's see it from the Amplified rendition, and everyone should read. One to read. Did you see that? That we had known Christ from a human point of view. Paul was telling his congregation who was Christ from a human point of view. Christ before resurrection. When he resurrected, the Bible says he received a glory that at the name of Jesus, every knee, a name higher than all names, and every tongue what? That God is King. He received a name above all names. Although he still had some intensity of the glory on his inside. But when he resurrected, it increased to the supposed level. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The prayer he prayed before he died, he said, Father, bless me with the glory I had with you before the world was. The flesh, when he was walking in the flesh, when he took our nature, that glory was not in the intensified mode, the supposed mode. You see that? But when he resurrected, he came into the full glory, the supposed glory. The Bible says in the same way, you and I, we should see ourselves like Jesus after resurrection. That Jesus at the Father's right hand. See yourself like that. See yourself like that. There's a huge difference. He said, if you believe in me, the works that I do, you will do. Then he says, but let's talk about the greater works. He said, the greater ones you will do because I go to my Father. What's the connection? He said, the works that I do when you believe, you will do. Meaning you will heal the sick, you will raise the dead, you will cleanse the lepers. He said, but if you want to do something greater than what you're saying, it is because I go to my Father. How? Because after Jesus resurrected, he didn't stay in this realm. You know, the Bible said there was Jesus before and after resurrection. The Jesus after resurrection did not take so much time on the earth. After we knew it, he was caught up in the glory, seated at the Father's right hand. But guess what? The Bible said, I and you today, by faith we died with Christ. Right now on the earth, by faith we were what? Buried with Christ. By faith we what? Resurrected. And by faith now we are seated where? At the Father's right hand, together with Jesus. But where is Jesus? Caught up in the glory. Where are we? We are in the glory but walking on the earth. So you see, he didn't have enough time to explore the realm after resurrection. He's saying this realm after resurrection that I did not explore so much on the earth, you Christians explore it. That is where the greater begins. Many, if we don't major on Christ at the Father's right hand, we will not see the greater. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Oh, glory. Excellent glory. The glory that exceeds. A function of the Father's right hand. We must understand that the least in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist. I told you last Sunday, I said, if you must see the glory of God in the New Testament, you must begin to focus on what God has promised. Forget about what he has done through people in the past. The Bible said the only way to see something new in God is to forget the former things. If we in the New Testament are always thinking of, there was a time God was strong on the earth, but now he has finished, he's not strong. No, it's not because he's not strong. He promised something greater in these days. Are you people here this evening? Something greater. We are not trying to be like Apostle Babalola. They are wonderful men of God. We're not trying to be like Bessie Idahusa. We are supposed to be in the greater realm. It says the ministry of the righteous excels in glory. We're not trying to be like Elijah. No. We're not trying to be like Moses. He's not an icon. The real icon here is Christ Jesus. He said, do not see any human being from a human point of view. He said, begin to see them from Christ's resurrected
point of view. Look at it here. You must crack it. Don't pretend like the scripture is not there. That's the scripture. Hallelujah. You are not ordinary people of God. You are not. You are not ordinary. You are not normal. Are you listening to me? You are not normal. What flows into your vein, in your vein, is the blood of Jesus. You are a different kind of person. Your type has never hit the head. This thing must get on your inside. It must get into your bloodstreams. He said, if you are born of me, you cannot sin, because the seed of God is in you. You can't. You can't. Oh, glory. And that is why God, I was telling somebody today, God tied the manifestation of the Spirit to His abiding presence. To we abiding, I mean Christians, always abiding. He said, if you abide in me, you will not sin. If you have seen me, you will not sin. If you know me, you will not sin. So who is the one that truly will not sin? The one that knows Him, the one that has seen Him, because He has been abiding in Him. So the only way you see Him and know Him is because you have been what? Abiding. God is saying, to see me, to know me is as important as abiding. Because if you don't abide, you will not see me, you will not know me. I know you are saying you have seen God. Yes, you have. But there's something you experience. There's something you encounter if you stay with what you have seen yet. If you go to the secret place and pray with these revelations you have received, you go beyond just head knowledge. It will become your reality. You will touch it. Like the apostles, you say, that which our hands have touched, our eyes have seen, what our hands have handled. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You don't want to be a hypocrite. Without prayer, you will not see it. It's not a cause, it's a truth. Without prayer, you will not see it. How many of you are ready to pray? You want to see it? You got to pray. And you see, our prayer is unique, not because it's going to take more hours than everybody that ever prayed in this world, but because of what we are using to pray. The information that we have in the New Testament is higher. Are you listening to me? Now, the common denominator for manifestation is what? Prayer. Through the Old Testament and the New Testament, the common denominator for manifestation, what it takes for manifestation to happen, is prayer. But you see, the difference, just like exams in school, at all levels you write exams. But what is the difference for 100 level and 200 level? The information is different. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? For us now, prayer is going to be a blessing more. Not because we're going to take more time to pray, but because the information we have now is different. It's a higher information. Our fathers of old never had this information. Are you listening? They never had it. This is what will make our prayer very effective and powerful. Because we are praying from the Father's right hand. He said, greater works you will do because I go to my Father. People of God, what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what has not entered the hearts of men, God has given you. He has given you. He has given you. Do you believe what I'm saying? It's in the Bible. You have to start thinking the way God wants you to think. Think the word. And don't lose your spark. Sometimes when you leave church, make sure you still remember all you've been taught. Don't be cold after church. A forgetful hearer of the word. That's why abiding is very important for manifestation. Don't forget immediately. Don't. The Bible says, do not be forgetful hearers of the word, because it will amount to nothing. How many of you want your coming to church to profit you? Don't be forgetful hearers. You see, this time you are sitting, this time you are spending here, it shouldn't be a waste. Few months from now, people will see the difference in your life. Because you want the difference to be clear. How many of you want the difference to be clear? Not just in money. I tell you, a lot of money will come to you. But not just in money. The miraculous. Now all of a sudden, there's this holy impetus that rises on your inside. They say, somebody is seeking your company. You say, can I have that person come here? In the name of Jesus, get out from this body. And it goes out. How many of you want to see that happen to you? It's clear. Now,
The first time I came to BSU, the roommate I had traveled to Taraba, the one that said I should come and stay with him. The one that was around did not know me as a man of God. One night, two nights, he didn't know me. Because when he wants to pray, I was shy. So I want him to pray his prayer and go before I do my own prayer. Now, one day, the Holy Spirit told me, speak to him. He's struggling. And I opened his jotter. I was aback. I saw things like seven ways to righteousness and the rest. I'm not trying to mock. And the Lord says, teach him Christ. So I called him. I said, Thus says the Lord, I should teach you Christ. He looked at me and smiled. He said, okay. He wanted to be humble. And I began to teach him. Now, 30 minutes. Now, it's 1 hour. And when I was done, he bowed his head and said, Sir, that's how he started. As he stood up, he went and fetched water and filled everywhere, cooked for me. Now, I never told him to do those things. When I was done, Thus says the Lord, you were telling me you did this, blah, blah. He started crying. He said, Sir, this is the first time any human being knows this thing. Something that happened in his secondary school that he never told anybody. I heard him saying it in English. People get what I'm trying to say? The deepest secret of his life, I heard it in English. I told him, he busted into tears. Knelt down and started crying. Why? I was conscious of who I am in the spirit. If you are conscious, something will start happening to your environment. See, I'm not lying to you. You will be in charge of your environment. God's generous those days. There was one that always used to use horse. When he's entering a city, he'll be saying words like this. I take authority over this city. I take authority over this city. I take authority over this city. And so will it be. That when he enters the city, the miraculous will break out. Healings will break out. Miracle signs and wonders will break out. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Before you know it, the city is under his mastery. He was the one that built the city. Is it the Zion city or something? He was the one that built that city. Alexandra, true. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Are you here? Stay with the word. You are different. Say, I'm very different. On campus, be on fire for God. By staying with the word. You see, while I was on campus, the only thing I did was pray. I didn't try to do anything unique. I only prayed. Prayer was the most unique thing I did. As I prayed, the difference was clear. As I prayed, people followed me. As I spoke God's word, people will want to come and hear again. Are you listening to me? And like I said on Sunday, just be praying. Even though there's no reason, be praying. Fill your prayer bank. A time will come for you to use that prayer bank. Just like you use your power bank when there's no light. A time will come. Is it this prayer you are praying that you think there's no reason to pray? Keep on praying. Because one time, something will happen. Listen, when that serpent beat Paul, it was not because Paul planned for a serpent to beat him. Somebody may say, why did Paul not see it? Why does Paul have to see it? When I'm in the realm where all things are possible, I'm not conscious of the challenge that is about to come to my, are you getting what I'm trying to say? Paul had no fear. He was not telling God, tell me the problem before it comes, let me solve it. Nah! Paul was like, problems come, I can do. And when the serpent beat Paul, Paul did not say, oh God, why did I not see this serpent? The Bible says Paul shook the serpent and threw it back in the fire. Kept on warming himself. He trusted what happened in his secret place. He was sure something, the presence of them, his enemies. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They were expecting his death. Yet, after some time, they took his testimony to other people. This guy is a God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You don't need to react. Stay on the word. They are speaking against you. Stay on the word. A young man met me today after he was working in a bank. He's working in a bank. He's a pastor. And he said, Pastor, why is it that there's so much trouble? I said, keep on staying on the word. He said, people are mocking me. I said, stay on the word, brother. I was so excited to tell him that he should stay on the word. I said, you are talking to somebody who has passed through these things and who is passing. Some people are waiting for you to fail. I said, just stay on the word. Why they are imagining and praying for all the bad things to happen to you, you are glowing in the glory of God. I said, the same people that are mocking you, they are the ones that will say, truly, truly, there's God upon this guy's life. I said, stay on the word. Stay on the word. I said, Pastor, some people left me, some leaders that said they will stay with me forever, ever they left me. I said, stay on the word. Glory to God. Stay on the word. I said, did God tell you the world is yours? He said, yes. I said, the world is yours. You're going to take over every part of the world, but stay on the word. Stay on the word. When you stay so much on the word, you come out with a testimony. You come out with some huge package, and everybody in the world will know that you stayed with God. Oh, glory to God. He said, darkness will cover the earth. He said, gross darkness will cover the people. He said, but upon you and I. He said, shall the glory of God rise. He said, you can't know these things and be worried. It's not a lie. I'm not telling you something that is not a lie. This is why I'm never worried. Because I'm on the word. I'm on the word. He said, they that are built on the word. He said, the gates of hell will not prevail against them. As long as I'm on God's word, my faith is on God's word, the Christ. The Bible says it's assured that the gates of hell, the whole strength of hell, dare not. They can try, but they can't prevail. They may try. The Bible says the wind beat it, the flood beats the one standing on the word vehemently, but the one standing on the rock will not fall. Not because he's saying, God, I don't want to fall. But why? Because he has built his house on the rock. Beyond tears, build your life on the word. If not, sometimes you will cry, Lord, I don't want to sin. But you don't know Christ. It's not, Lord, I don't want to sin, that stop people from sin. Paul said it. The things I don't want to do, I found myself doing it. Why? He built his life on law. Wrong ideas. You see that? But when he got to understand Christ, he then changed his language. He said, now I can do all things. Paul now said, it is no longer I that live, but Christ. His language changed. The Bible said, don't continue with the conversation of the old man. The old man has a way they talk. Has a way he talks. You don't say, I'm weak. No, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I'm always strong. I'm never weak. In the name of Jesus. I have divine help. Divine help. You see, you were praying about divine health. You were confessing it. That is why you've not been sick. But if you are not doing it, dear Lord, you can't be quiet and have divine health. You ought to have been believing and have been speaking. Because if you believe, you what? And that is why you have divine health. Don't be a Christian that every day is praying about cancer, praying about this. No. Prepare. Prepare for the evil days. By speaking God's word. You redeem time by speaking the word. By prayer. Wisdom entails that you redeem the time by speaking God's word, because evil days lies ahead. Oh glory. Oh glory. So you wake up in the morning. It's a law for you. I have divine health. In the name of Jesus, I'm like the Christos. In the name of Jesus, I reign and I live above sin. In the name. Now that's the abiding part. That's the abiding part. You are abiding in the word. You see that? He said, if you abide in me and my word. He did not say, and I abide in you. He said, if you abide in me. He now substituted himself for the word. He said, and my word abide in you. He said, whatsoever you ask, it shall be given. Glory to God. Every morning, you are abiding in the word. Anytime you feel it, because the Holy Spirit will call you most times into prayer. He will stir it on your inside. You begin to pray. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Like Paul. And one day, snake bit Paul. One day, you are walking. God forbid, scorpion hit you. You see, if you had not been praying and there was no first aid board there and nobody to take you to the hospital, should you die? People of God, should you die? Do you know it's possible? An evangelist said he was going somewhere with a Hausa man to go and preach. And they took him on bike while he was going. They crossed one big river with boats, and the man kept on driving. He was going to bridge, and they then stopped somewhere. As they stopped, a snake fastened itself and hit the Hausa man on the leg. Pop! And the guy was shouting, why you machiji? Why you machiji? And where is anybody? Nobody's in the thick forest. He's there, nobody. He put his hand on his head, and guess what? He doesn't know how to drive bike. He doesn't know how to drive bike. He was looking at the guy. Then he remembered the word. That his only option now is the word of God. And he looked at the Hausa man, the Muslim. He held his head. He said, in the name of Jesus, poison be diluted by the blood of the Holy of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost. He spoke to the man's body, and the guy's body literally began to restore. itself. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And the guy was now back in order. When the guy was fine, he said, he was asking, what did you do to me? He said, yeah, snake, yes, I remember snake. What did you do? I thought I was going to die. I had given up. He said, let's go back. Let's go. He said, no, I will take you to where you are going to. For what you have done for me, I'm going to still take you. I don't need to rest. I am fine. Why would that guy not receive Jesus? Are you listening to me? People of God, are you listening to me? You see, we can be administrative in church, but Christianity goes beyond administration. It is real. It's a reality. Are you listening to me? It's a reality. People have to see and feel it and touch it. It begins from home. Charity begins from home. Are you listening to me? Some of you are shy to hold the hands of your sister and say in the name of Jesus, take! I'm not shy, oh. I'm not shy. You saw the person that carried me when I was small, my nanny. She came to church the other day. They told me she was inflicted by a demon, a certain demon, that she prophesies, something like that. She sees things. And I told my mother, that's a demon. She said, no, they say it's a good spirit. I said, no, there's no good demon. And while we were in church, I was praying in my heart, God, let that demon manifest. As we were praying in the spirit, she started, remember that day? I said, bring her here. Oh, that was my best moment in service. I've been waiting for this demon all this while. I say, in the name of Jesus, get out! And when he left, she began to cry. Pray for my son. Pray for my children. Blah, blah, blah. They are coming for them. I say, nothing will happen to your children. Nothing will happen to your son in the name of Jesus. It goes beyond that. You know, there's a way you are praying. If you are not praying, the thing will not happen. People are crying. A woman is always crying with her child. Every time, scissors, scissors. They will put spoon in the mouth. And you are in the compound. You know why God put you in that compound for a day like that? When the man who was born blind came to Jesus, they said, who sinned? He said, forget about it. This opportunity has come for the glory of God to be seen. Forget about the source. The Bible says Jesus opened his eye. He laid his hands and his eyes were open. And glory was given to God. Men began to glorify God. Now, that situation in that home, you are not taking life for granted. That situation is because of you. Are you listening to me? You go to that brother, that child, in the name of Jesus. It works like magic, people of God, the power of God. You don't need to jump and hit the child. You just say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Jesus, leave this body now. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That's all. That's all. That's all. Jesus lived the supernatural, so natural. They say she was dead. He said, no, she's asleep. She's asleep. He told the woman with the withered hand, he said, lift thy hand up. And there was a new hand. As I'm saying these things, sometimes it sounds so strange, but it's your life. See, you are not so much of an Edomer than a kingdom person. You are not so much of a thief person than a kingdom person. Before there was Edomer and thief, there was kingdom. He said, Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's womb, you have been called somewhere as a prophet. Look at how beautiful and cute and nice you guys look. You are spirit beings, full of the power of the Holy Ghost. Don't allow what you are doing in the flesh distract you. Do it all, but beyond that, you are full of the Spirit. Are you listening to me? The Lord told me years ago, He said, fear does not please me. Tears does not please me. It's only faith pleases me. He said, because faith is a law. He said, if you cry, nothing will happen. If you wish, nothing will happen. But if you believe and speak, something will happen. So he said, go beyond crying to believing and speaking. He said, that is a law. A law that does not need God's permission to manifest. The woman says to herself, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. She never had an agreement with Jesus. She said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And when she touched, the power of God left God without his permission. I don't know how you saw what I just said. I said the power of God left God without his permission.
I don't know if this sounds right to you. That the woman said to herself, she did not agree with the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. She sat down with her spirit, soul, and body and said, if me can touch the hem. That was the day people believed, knew that the hem of Jesus has anointing. Because people were trying to touch him. The disciples were the protocol. They were trying to touch his body. But the woman said, just the cloth, small part of his cloth, if I can touch, I will be restored. And when she touched, power left Jesus without his permission. He now asks, who touched me? The disciples said, many people are trying to touch you. He said, no. I felt virtue, power. It left me. Who is the person that collected that thing without my permission? Because faith is a law. Faith is a law. You fulfill the law, you see the manifestation. As you are seated here now, you will determine what happens to you. You determine, are you people going to do it? You determine it. You don't want to live above sin. God has already given his word. Faith is the law. Faith is the victory. Faith determines the victory. Now you have faith. Believe, speak, you live above sin. Believe, speak, you live above poverty. Believe, speak, you live above this, your present situation. This one now in your life. You believe and speak, this third class will not be the reason for your fall. Yes. You see this third class? God is going to give you a first class life. Faith is not congregational, that it is personal. Believe it. Say to yourself, God, I may have messed up in school, but you see, this life you have promised in the Bible, I did not see where you say that when you have first class, you will have the good life. I just saw that when I have eternal life, I can enjoy. So Lord, I have eternal life. In the name of Jesus, I believe. And so I speak. I've seen God give people first class jobs with third class results. You've not seen? I've seen. You know why there are not plenty? Faith is personal. Not everybody dares the part of it. But if you can say to yourself today that so thing will happen, it will happen. It will happen. I see something about faith. Whenever you touch God with faith, his attention comes to you. Hi. Remember, he turned to her. Where is the woman? He wanted to see that person. Faith pleases God indeed. You see, because of faith, I miss much to say, where is that woman that touched me? Where is the woman? You see that? God gets interested in you when you begin to walk in faith. Oh my God. I want to say something disturbing, but I'll say it. Years ago on campus, I began to believe God for the supernatural. I saw in scripture, we are in Mount Zion in an innumerable multitude of angels. I began to say it. It was not a popular belief. I was saying it. One day, I was sleeping. My fan began to burn. The light was so much, the current. A little angel. I don't know how to explain that thing. Hey, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Your fan is burning. I opened my eye and my fan was on fire. Listen, true story. Why? I had a consciousness now because I saw in scripture. I saw in scripture that angels are around me. I began to build that consciousness. Are you listening to me? As I was praying and speaking the word, I was creating an ecological niche for the free flow of angels. And suddenly one of the days I was going to school with some of my pastors and I began to behave. I just moved. I said, hey. And they just came around me. Sir, is everything okay? I said, sorry. You know what I felt? You know the way bird will come to somebody and do pa-pa-pa-pa-pa. The flaps of angels wing. It was so literal. That the whole of that day, it was as if the power of God struck me. I was just moving by force. It was so mighty upon me. Hallelujah. These things are real, brothers and sisters. They are real. There are a lot of Christians who are not conscious of this reality. He said, you have come to Jesus the mediator. Oh my God. It's in meditation you touch these things. I say ministry goes beyond administration. It's in meditation you touch them. You are come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Lord, I'm come to you, the mediator of the new covenant. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I'm seated with you. Hallelujah. I'm in your realm. You're in my realm. We're in our realm. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Angels are around me. A billion of them. Many billions of them. I don't know all of them. I don't need to know all of them. But anytime I speak a word, they make sure it comes into existence. All of the categories of angels, they make sure it comes into existence. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, with this consciousness now, somebody comes and say, they're about to perform an operation in your life, blah, blah, blah. In my life, sir, they're about to do an operation, and you say, in the name of Jesus, angels, move. Angels on assignment. In the name of Jesus, angels, move on my mother's leg. Move on my father's eyes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Angels, get that done. In the name of Jesus. Why? You have a consciousness. You've built a consciousness by the word. Are you listening to me? You've built a consciousness by the word. Now you can go to this realm. Don't be used to foolishness. Don't be so dumb and because you never saw it working. Now, make sure it begins to work by your faith. Remember, faith is a law. You can say things like, angels, I have needs. In the name of Jesus, I have needs in my house. Let men favor me this season. Money come to me. Angels, bring customers for my business in the name of Jesus. I tell you, it works. You know why faith people are unique? In 100 of people, 2 only try it. And when the 2 begin to say it, it sounds as if they're in another world. Are you listening to me? It sounds as if they're in another world. Do I have a people today saying, Lord, I want to be among that 2? Faith is not popular. The 10 of the scribes, the spies, they came back and said, the city, it has the potentials, but if we go there, they will kill us. 2 were stubborn. They came back. I said, sir, truly, we saw milk and honey, and we saw those men that look like giants. But because God has said, it is our land, let us go at once. The Bible said, Caleb tore his shirt. He said, let's go at once. He was charged on the word of God. You see, 2, I miss how many? 12 is a number of what? Huh? How many of the spies? 12 is a number of what? But when the government did not happen, how many of them said that they were opposition? They saw flaws. 10, number of the law. You see that? 2, unity. If 2 or 3 agree, we don't used to be many. We don't need to be many. 2 of them agreed. And Moses and Aaron, they went and did it. 10, the number of the law. As long as you are walking, you are living by works, you cannot enjoy the benefit of God. You cannot enjoy the benefit of grace. You think you need to do something. You think there's something that needs to qualify you. Listen, grace have qualified you. The cross of Jesus have qualified you. When I say grace have qualified you, I'm trying to say Jesus in his death, he destroyed everything that will make you a sinner. Right now, you don't have anything that can subject you to sin. Grace has qualified you. These are the things we said many years ago that people that thought we were proud. I've been preaching from 16 years old. You can guess my age today. This is what have kept me. I kept on saying it. And this is what will still keep me because the word of God endures forever. I've been preaching from 16 years old. This has been my belief. Are you listening to me? This sounds strange, but it's true. What eyes have not seen? That's what God promised us. What ears have not heard? That's why they are sounding strange. You are like God. Forget about your height. Forget about your nose and your eyes. As he is, so are you. In this present world, you are simply supernatural. Now, after this service, the way you dress changes. The way you talk changes. The way you even do your business changes. You are not the poor trying to be rich. You are the rich excavating his glory, his resources. Be on your feet, let's pray. Pray in the Spirit. Some of you are, I feel in the spirit, you are tired of life. Don't be tired. Pray one more time. Think of all the things we have said in this service. Think of them. Think of them. Think of them. He is not a liar. He is not a man that he should lie. He is not a man that he should lie. Shana ma kosha na na ma ne. It is nothing about human show, Lord. I have observed and I've seen that faith is personal and it's a law. Lord, I want to be real with you this evening. I want to be real with you this evening, beyond my title. I. Thank you.
the house of the Lord. I am his temple. I am his dwelling. I am the house of the Lord, the city on a hill. This is the house of the Lord. I am his temple. I am his dwelling. I am the house of the Lord, the city on the hill. Oh, this is the house of the Lord. I am his temple. I am his temple. I am the house of the Lord, the city of the Lord. There is a reason. I am his dwelling. I am his house. I am the house of the Lord. For the Holy Ghost is living my intercession.
Every one of you, can you hold yourselves in two? Find a partner, hold the hands. Let's pray. Find a partner, everyone. Hold your two hands together. Face yourselves. And pray in the Spirit. Pray passionately in the Spirit. You can be in trees also. Don't be alone. Bring the Spirit. Shapakatalabaya. Shapakatalababaya. I have promised myself that I'm going to raise a generation of scripture. The generation of what the Bible promises. I don't care how I may sound, but I want to raise a generation that the Bible promises. That the Bible promises. Passionately, passionately. Passionately, passionately. 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 People should pray for a while before we play. Just pray for a while before we play. Everyone, passionately.
Lord, I want to see. Forget beyond the questions in your heart. If you had questions that made you doubt God, it's high time you pray. This is the best time. Pray, Lord, I want to see. I will see. I will see. I will see. I will see. The generation of scripture, the New Testament kingdom generation. Beyond all forms of paparazzi, beyond all form of the flesh, young men and women on fire for God. Men that will heal the sick and raise the dead. Yes, I say raise the dead. Yes, I say raise the dead. Men that will cleanse the lepers. Men that will trample upon snakes and scorpions. And they shall by no means hurt them. Arakabas, tell the Lord it's working in my life. It's working. It's working. I am not saying this to excite you. I want you to expect it. That is what is happening now. Growth are disappearing. Oh, how beautiful it is to see you move. To see you move. You've poured out your spirit on every hand. You sent forth your word, and it's come to pass. What a father's and mother's could only foretaste, it's now in our lifetime. Out of day, you've poured out your spirit on every heart. You sent for your word, and it's come to pass. What our fathers and mothers could only foretaste, it's now in our lifetime. The order of day, eyes are unveiling, hearts are aligning, dead bones are rising, the spirit is moving, eyes are unveiling, hearts are aligning, dead bones are rising. His spirit is moving. He's breaking addictions and breaking religion. His spirit is moving. His spirit is freedom. He's breaking addictions and breaking religion. His spirit is moving. Spirit is freedom. His spirit is freedom. His freedom. His freedom. His freedom. His spirit is.
freedom is in this place tonight. You've poured of spirit on every heart. Send for your word. It's come to pass. What our fathers and mothers can only for taste, it's now in our lifetime. The order of the day. Amen, amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Something is happening. Your mountains, tear your thrones, only a show will reign for one. To his kingdom, only a show. The days of in the land of the living. The Lord says, I should tell you that this addiction will not see your end, that you have seen its end. Because today is his last day. The Lord said, be encouraged, for my hand has not left you. My hand has been waiting for you to be ready. It says, well, if you are ready today, you'll feel my presence again. You'll see my hand again. Here comes the man child. He will rule the nations. That dead vision, come back alive. That forgotten dream, come back alive. That dead spark, come back alive. Hero of the nation, my generation. Every other name fade away. Every other name fade away. This is only you. Every other name fade away. Jesus, take your place. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Everyone lift your hands up. I declare the open heavens over you. As a new season over us, GCMI, is a season of rain. And all the things you need has come. For the work of God and for the work of life.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.